Manifesting Magic, an exploration of ancestral Akashic records with Amy Robison. Today, we're taking a transformative journey as Amy Robison bridges spirituality with mastery, unveiling the mystical realm of ancestral Akashic records magic. The insights of the Akashic records empower your deepest desires and soul-shifting ancestral healing. This is where you gain direct wisdom from your ancestors, guiding you towards a life of fulfillment. Amy shares the four secret keys to manifesting in the Akashic records in this discussion. Welcome to the Wellness Driven Life Show, where you're about to go on a wellness-driven ride. I'm so excited to share a little bit more about the guests that we have here today. Amy Robison, Akashic Records Master, teacher, and healer, and founder of Sacred Awakening, empowers individuals through her powerful Akashic Records program to tap into their inner potential for transformation by cultivating curiosity to live their best lives. Amy speaks light codes and light language, and she shows you how to be courageous enough to walk your divine path. I am so pleased to help welcome to our stage today, Miss Amy Robison. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. I'm really looking forward to this conversation, Amy, because you have your expertise in so much that I haven't really dived into yet. So I'm excited to explore this with you and learn from you.
I'm excited to share. I always love when people are new to some concepts. So it's like really fun. It's like being a little kid in the candy store.
I think that's what ignites the passion even further, doesn't it? When we really get to express why we have fallen so deeply in love with some of the things that we're doing. So with all that said, let's get started by sharing a little bit more about yourself with our audience.
Yeah, so I have been on my spiritual journey for quite some time. I believe that living a spiritual life is a choice and a practice. And so if you're just getting started or if you're wanting to get started, you've been on it for a while, like it is a choice and it's a practice. And for me, I chose a spiritual path when I was in my darkest, deepest moments in my life, when I didn't want to be here anymore. And I asked for guidance and I was guided to start exploring yoga, and that decision led me to wanting to explore meditation, and then that decision led me to wanting to explore dream interpretation, because at the time I was having like intense dreams where people would kill me in my dreams, or I felt like I was being tortured. And each decision always led me to the next thing of what I wanted to do or what I wanted to explore. And when we follow the energy of what spirit is giving us or leading us to, it always opens up new doors and new opportunities to experience something new about yourself and to have a spiritual evolution, because that's what we're here for.
I love how you explain that. And we're concentrating on that a lot this year on the show and inviting our guests to really discuss that spiritual self. And whether it's in everything that we do, you know, how we apply it within business, life, all of the things, because I like to say, if it's like, if you don't claim your spirituality, it's like saying you don't have skin. We all have it. We're spiritual beings. We're energetic beings. And the more that we soak into that understanding and knowledge and truth, then the better we can become. And you're talking about how you know, life course and how all of the things, all of the experiences really are guiding us through learning and exploring ourselves more deeply on that spiritual aspect to have a better physical experience, right?
Absolutely. Because we're here to experience, and I want to underline that experience, because so often people don't want to experience the hurt. They don't want to experience the sorrow, the grief. And, you know, we come here as souls to experience feelings, and we have the opportunity to feel so much. And so often we're told to not feel things, to stop crying, to suck it up. And that's part of the problem. As most people growing up, they weren't allowed to express themselves in the way that was healthy and normal. And the cool thing is research is showing that our brains don't develop fully until we're the age of 25. And so we don't have the rational capability of discerning certain emotions at certain age. And so toddlers are a great example of how, as adults, if we gave ourselves permission to just be in the moment, like, oh, I'm really upset, like, about XYZ, and what am I really feeling? And actually feeling that emotion, we have the opportunity to experience something so much deeper, so much greater, and we get to free ourselves from trapped emotions instead of shoving them down, pretending they're not there, because that's what dysregulates our nervous system in the end.
It certainly does. Gosh, and I have experienced that fully in so many regards. And so it's living in those high stress situations where we, you know, are that's creating, like you said, it's this disbalance that we have in our bodies that create turmoil, eventually leading into dis-ease. And yes, it goes on. And you're correct. When we don't fully embrace our emotions, because we're very, very emotional beings, especially me anyway, I can certainly attest to that on how emotional I can respond to things, but really being able to feel into that and embrace that. And truly, historically, we all have been guided to push that down, to harbor it in. And then again, going back to that creates stress, because we have all of this inside of us and these recurring thoughts and emotions. And that's what causes dis-ease and discourse within the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still very primal beings. Our technology has advanced. And so the example I always like to use is, you can be in a meeting with someone that is saying something that you disagree with. Maybe they don't have the same values, but you're not in a place that you are able to call them out, or it's not appropriate to call them out. And so you have to shove down your emotion in that particular moment. And so your nervous system feels like there's a tiger attacking you because you didn't have an opportunity to process it in that exact moment, where animals, they can process it. They can shake their bodies out. They can run away. They can freeze, play dead. There's so many different things that they do, but we can't do that sometimes. And so we have to get really good with our spiritual tools in de-stressing the body and understanding what is happening so that we can process it in a healthy way and it doesn't set us back.
So Amy, you started really looking into this spiritual aspect inside of ourselves when you were going through a very difficult time in life. You didn't want to be here. Your dreams were really tormenting you. It sounds to me. Yeah, torment. And then when we have those experiences in life, we feel like either we want to just give up and get out, or we want to start looking into, how do I make this stop? And how do I heal from this? How do I expand myself? How do I get to the next level outside of what I'm feeling at this moment? So what were some of the first things that you started diving into, learning more about on this journey to help lead you out of that?
Yeah. So for me, I just cracked my tailbone for the second time in my life. And I knew that I already came out of a really bad deep depression way before that. And I knew that I didn't want to go down that path again. And I was already starting to be extremely depressed because I just moved to a new city. I had no friends. My identity was completely stripped away. When you strip away identity, that's a big thing. And
huge.
That's the thing, is we're constantly stripping away identities. And this is why we can't always be on a high as a human. We have the opportunity to strip identity away, which means we're growing. We're having an opportunity to take away false beliefs. And so for me, I was stripping away this identity, and I had to ask myself, and I had to get really honest with myself, what do I want to do that's going to support me right now? Like, what will bring me hope? What will assist me in having more faith? And the answer to that was meditation, because I had been wanting to meditate for quite some time. I was already meditating somewhat. And what I mean by somewhat is I would practice yoga 4 times a week. And at the end of class, we would be in Shavasana, which is called dead corpse pose. And you would lay there, and I would go into these really deep meditations. And I wanted to actually learn how to do that. And that was a great way of distracting me from my sadness. And that was a great way of assisting me, not only distracting me, but assisting me with stepping into a new chapter, because I had to be the one that was going to advocate for myself to feel better. And when you're depressed, like at that point in time, I was like crying every day. I would cry just at like any little silly, weird thing, any small thing, any big thing, I would be crying because I was just so depressed. And so this was something that gave me hope. And once I started learning how to meditate, one, got off of my pain meds in a very short period of time. Two, the emotional pain that I was receiving and experiencing as physical pain dissipated within a very short period of time. I'm talking about less than 60 days. And what it assisted me in doing was, ooh, I really like this and I want to learn more. And I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go, but I want to learn more. And this is where a lot of people, when they're lost and they're not sure what their life purpose is or what they're supposed to be doing, find one thing that gives you hope and start doing it. And when you find that one thing that gives you hope, the next thing will come up, and then the next thing will come up, and the next thing will come up. And for me, that was learning how to be a meditation teacher. And this sounds so fluffy, and it wasn't. Like, it wasn't. I learned mediumship, hands-on healings, chakra balancing, exorcism, automatic writing, and all of this led me to the Akashic Records. And I believe that the Akashic Records was one of the most profound spiritual tools anybody can have in their toolbox, and anybody can open and access their Akashic Records. And if you're new to this term, Akash means space. So you can think cosmos. And what the Akashic Records are is an autobiography of your soul. Every word, deed, thought from the moment your soul is incepted is recorded in the Akash. And you can open up the Akashic Records and speak to the guardians, also known as the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And you can receive love and guidance and support from them without any judgment. They're like having a best friend on demand. That is always going to give you alternative perspectives. Sometimes our best friends that are human will take the perspective that is for your side, doesn't necessarily mean it's for the highest good, where the guardians are going to take the perspective of what serves your highest good and offer you alternative perspectives. Because as humans, we have tunnel vision, and we only see what we want to see, and we only feel what we want to feel. And so we narrate that story to be what that is versus what it actually is. And the guardians are here to support you, here to connect with you, and here to guide you in any and all areas of your life. And it's such a powerful tool. And it's a tool that will assist you with anything. And it's from the moment your soul is incepted. And so what does that mean? It's an autobiography of your soul. So it's from this lifetime and any other lifetime that you had and any future possibilities of what your soul wants to experience as well. And it's, so it's really cool and it's super profound.
Well, any future possibilities is what you're saying too. And that's a key thing, because there's nothing that's just completely alignment because we came here with choice, right?
Yes.
And we get to choose and we get to learn and grow and expand in the direction that we so choose, right? Man, Amy, I could pull apart so many things based on your experience, because there's so much relation here. And I'm sure that many people can relate too. But when you come to that moment in your life where you are crying every single day and you're so depressed and you are seeking that hope, like you mentioned, and you found that through meditation, I have so much relation with that, because In the times in my life, and yes, funny thing too, also a lot of it stemmed through relocation. So you're in this totally new environment. Your identity is completely shattered. And identity is a key thing that we talk about a lot on the Wellness Driven Life Show, because it's so easy for all of us to identify as something based on what we're doing in life, our career, societal standards, parents, you know, we're this, we're that title. And when that is shattered, because life is change, we too are shattered. Unless we start learning that that's not what defines us and it is not who we are, and we can change and we can grow and we have permission to do so. So, it's fascinating that really leads us. And similarly to you, I found through that tumultuous time in life, point in life, it was meditation that certainly helped bring me out of that. It was, allowing and surrendering, and surrender is another one of those keywords that's very difficult. I still work on surrendering, because we're human beings. We want to control everything.
Surrender is hard. It is really super hard.
So,
because what is surrender? And surrender looks different for everyone depending on what they're working on. And so sometimes surrender means letting go of control, or surrendering means just being present with your breath. It can be so many different things.
Yes. And learning that slowly, though, is when we start going within, and it just gives us hope. You talked about how your body was healing itself. You said, 60, 90 days? And you found that out and you're like, I want more of this. I want to learn more. And you're a fascinating human being, Amy, because you really dived into a number of different things. And so you were investigating all these things until you came upon the Akashic Records, which intrigued you the most because you were learning the most. I love your description of it. Obviously, you are very well versed and knowledgeable in this. And so I'm excited to dive a little bit more into this after we come back from this commercial. So stay tuned. Are you ready to take control of your ride to wellness? Rev up with Driven Living. Visit www.drivenliving.com and buckle up for a journey. Get exclusive access to our Wellness Driven Life Show guest portal, where you can dive deep into the minds of our esteemed guests. Sign up for our newsletter and get insider scoops on these distinguished personalities. It's like having a backstage pass to their life-changing wisdom. But that's not all. You'll also receive a free hug. You heard me right, a free hug. An enlightening ebook from the Driven Living team. Discover the science-backed benefits of hugging yourself. It's a fill-up for your wellness tank. Because at Driven Living, we believe in fueling your journey to wellness, both physically and psychologically. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.drivenliving.com today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everyone, here with the incredible, beautiful Amy Robeson. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. What I love about how you share it is you're very vulnerable and going into how you truly felt and what you were experiencing. And the dark night of the soul, right? A lot of people, that's what they refer it to. And it certainly sounds as such. And during that journey and investigation to how you can, you know, find faith, find hope, find different things, different tools to put in your tool belt to improve, you came upon the Akashic Records, which we're discussing now. Amy, I'm very curious, when you first happened across this, what was your experience like, if you can even explain it in a good way? I know a lot of times it's difficult to explain things. It's more about what you feel, right? When you enter into something, into that realm of that of which you cannot see and experience here in this physical dimension. So it's that feeling. But if you could explain it to us in the best way that you are able to, please do.
Yeah. So for me, my experience was very unique and different. And that was, it was the feeling, I've been here before. I've been here before many, many times. Mm-hmm. And after studying, I realized that I'd been accessing my Akashic Records since I was a little kid. And I would often access them to understand certain concepts or to understand how to navigate the grown-ups in my life. Because I grew up in a very unstable, unpredictable type of household because my stepdad was an alcoholic. And so for me, it was a remembering, and it was really fun because I was like, oh my God, I've been here before. And the feeling, this is the part that most of my students will describe the same. I will describe this as well. It's a coming home feeling where you just feel a tremendous amount of love and a tremendous amount of self-awareness of that love. And because that, the reason why that happens is because the guardians, the masters, teachers, and loved ones just start pouring love into you, and they see you as whole, complete, and perfect. And they know that you're having a human experience, and they recognize all the nuances of having a human experience. And so they're not there to judge you. They're just there to love on you and support you and to guide you. And it's very much a coming home and an overwhelming sensation of love.
It sounds so much like what you experience when you get closer to source. So I have experienced something similar through meditation, when you go into deep, deep meditation. And that's how a lot of people describe source. That's how a lot of people who have near-death experiences talk about, that's what it is. It's going into the light. And what is that light? It is pure love. It's the most powerful love than you could even imagine. And the more that you practice things such as meditation, or the more experiences you have, the near death experiences that you have, the closer that you get each time, it just seems like there could be no more profound love. And yet it keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And so that's kind of the essence of what we are and all, and what sources or God is, or whatever you want to call it. And so it sounds very similar. And I think that's the beauty of when we come closer to the true, authentic spiritual self, and when we come closer to our spiritual guides and to source, that's what we get to experience. It is this essence of pure love.
I would agree with you on that, my dear. Yeah, it's pure and it's wholesome, and it's yummy. It's soul food. It really is.
Yeah. So you felt this, which, and it felt like a coming home. You felt like you have been coming to this, and it's amazing, isn't it, how much we forget. But it's kind of like dreams. When we enter into the dream state, we don't remember our dreams often until we start recording them in the morning. And the more that we put that recording into practice, then we start to remember more and more, just like with anything, right? And as you began to visit the Akashic Records more and more, I'm sure that that was the same thing. Amy, I'm very curious, what was it like for you, or how did you learn to start going there? Did you, you must have gone there intentionally through meditation, but I'm curious how that works.
Well, I was shown a method, and the way that I teach the Akashic Records is I show people how to open up their Akashic Records using crystalline energy and a prayer, an intention, a very simple, easy process using the crystalline energy. Was a method that I was shown through the records with the guardians, and the crystalline energies act as energetic keys that unlock the client or the students, the practitioner's records, so that they can receive love and guidance and support. And so the method itself is really simple, and the way that I teach it and the way that I practice it, I use the Akashic Records for the past, the present, and the future. And the reason why I like doing that is because if you only focused on nothing but healing, so for example, if you only went into the records and did past life regressions, that would be really heavy because you're only using it to heal, versus if you also use the records for fun, because I'm all about having fun, because we're meant to be having fun here. And we get to live heaven on earth in this space and time if we choose to. And so balancing it out with fun questions and asking questions about things that bring you joy is awesome and exciting as well. And then I also like using them for the future. So I built my whole business using the Akashic Records. I built every program using the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records is the through line for all the things that I teach and that I use while I'm teaching as well, because they're such a profound tool itself to use.
It's like tapping into higher intuition. Does that sound definitely right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're using your intuition. The guardians are speaking with you through your intuition. And so one of the things about living a spiritual life is your intuition. One, everybody has access to their intuition. You don't have to be considered psychic in order to access your Akashic Records. That's a really important thing to understand and to know. And I've had students, one of my students in the past, she goes, "I just took your course just to prove you wrong that I was not intuitive." And she has her own business. She gives Akashic Records readings. She's a healer. Like, she's doing it. And she thought she was like the least intuitive person ever. And so our intuition lays dormant oftentimes because we shut it off as we get older, or sometimes family members don't encourage certain behaviors when it comes to using intuition, so they shut it off. However, your intuition is always accessible to you, and it is one of the side effects that you will experience, and I'm calling it a side effect. I'm not calling it a benefit, and there's a reason why. It's one of the side effects that you'll experience by doing spiritual practices. And the reason why I'm calling it a side effect is because we're not to glamorize intuition. And what I mean by that is if someone was using intuition as a power, to have power over someone, that is not a good thing. And we want to be very discerning on how we use our intuition. We want to be very discerning how we navigate life, period, and the types of messages we're receiving and how we're receiving them and things like that. And so it's a side effect that is definitely a beautiful thing. We want to honor our intuition and we want to grow our intuition. And it's a natural thing that will happen. And it is our birthright to access our intuition as well. And I find it really helpful when we're doing certain things, because intuition plays into meditation. Intuition plays into deciding if you should go right or left on the way home. Like all of that is very beneficial in some way, shape, or form. And you're constantly being guided by your intuition, even if you don't recognize it or not.
Mm. Amy, you come across so many powerful points here that it is a side effect. And, you know, there's so much, and you mentioned before, all the science that's coming to the forefront, which is just incredible. It's great for people who have really gone into the spiritual aspect of life. Now we have proof. And yes, it is such an exciting time in history because of that, right? It's like being able to say and pinpoint, yes, this is what's happening to your brain and your body when you have these practices in place, which is meeting your spiritual self. And, you know, all of the things that happen as a side effect because of it includes indefinitely that intuition piece. And it includes being able to be calm in the presence of the storm. It just intensifies all of these greater aspects of yourself, your higher self, to become a better human being.
It really is. And the cool thing is I was listening to an interview. I do not remember the guy's name, but he was talking about how he did research when a psychic versus a medium is doing a reading and what parts of the brain light up, and different parts of the brain light up for psychics and different parts of the brain light up for mediums. And it's so cool that we can actually see what's happening in the brain literally when someone is receiving information and how they're channeling that information as well. And it's really cool.
That is fascinating because I'm beginning to learn a little bit more. We're having more people on the show that are psychics and as well as mediums as well. And there certainly is a difference where as a medium is channeling information from another entity, right? And so it's gathering information, not necessarily from the field. It is actually a direct source that you're channeling from instead of this broader essence of the field. And what I mean by field is, you know, that's the energetic field of which we cannot see, that where the frequencies are all over the place, right? And so, you know, that is very interesting that now they're conducting studies based on those other properties. And that's fascinating to me.
Oh, I think I think we're going to see so many different things come out over the next few years and even beyond, of course, of proven actual data around what we're receiving, how we're receiving it through different channels, because they've also done studies on like Tibetan monks and when they're meditating and what that looks like in their brain when they meditate as well. And so the science is there, our technology is speeding up. So it's really cool to witness what's going to come next from it.
It is. And so that's really another essence of what the Akashic Records are, right? It's just another place that you get to retrieve information and you get to tap more into the intuition and be led into a better direction. And you said that you utilize all of your business with that by helping guide you into what makes the most sense for the biggest impact that you can have for you and your audience and your clients for the world in general. And I think that's great. Amy, what are some of the things that you have experienced with some of your clients? What are some of the greatest moments of transformation that you have had the pleasure of witnessing?
I have seen so many different things. The biggest thing is watching someone go from not recognizing their worth to recognizing how worthy they are, to seeing how different they are relating to themselves and relating to the world, because that's really where like I start to geek out, because in Sacred Awakening, my Akashic Record program, it's just 4 months. And the transformation that I witness with my students is incredible because they end up changing so much in just a very short period of time if they're willing to put the work in, because it does require faith, it does require trust, and it does require giving yourself permission to, and I'm going to put this in quotations, fake it till you make it, confidence. Because if you don't have trust and you don't have faith, you're going to get the same results that you think that you are going to get. And that's that you're not going to get results. If you believe in yourself and you're asking good questions and you're doing the work and getting curious, because that's the big thing, is you want to stay curious in order to have a self-discovery. When you stay curious, you let go of self-judgment and you have the opportunity to learn something new about yourself. And the guardians, they want to support you in having your best life. They want to support you in understanding where you can do better. They're never going to reprimand you. They're never going to say, oh my God, you're a stupid idiot. Why'd you do that? They'll never say that. They'll be like, hey, let's look at it from this perspective. Or, hey, you could have handled that situation a little differently. And here's what you can learn from it. Because in life, we go through all sorts of ups and downs. And if you're only up, you, that would be one, really boring, because you're never going to grow. And two, when you have failure, when you have disagreement, when you have an opportunity that doesn't go your way, you have the opportunity to learn something new. You have an opportunity to choose how you're going to react. And if you choose to react like a victim, or you choose to react with a perception of, this is the mistake I've made, this is what I've learned, and here's what I'll do differently, and I'm going to come back bigger and stronger than I ever have, that's where you get to learn and that's where you get to grow. And the guardians are your biggest cheerleaders. And that's another thing that a lot of my students will say, is like, I just have so much support and I've never felt so supported in my life. And that's, most people don't feel seen and heard. And this is a sounding board where they're going to see you, they're going to hear you, and they're going to support you no matter what, which is really fun.
No, it's perfect. Amy, what I love about what you do is you bring people into the knowing that we are more, we are greater, that we're never alone. And yeah, most people don't feel seen or heard. There's, you know, loneliness will kill you. Heartbreak will kill you. We've proven that scientifically, that this is what happens. And, you know, it's because we feel alone. And we don't feel more than, and you mentioned it's, you know, how people feel about themselves after they're done working with you. And that's the transformation. You know, a lot of times we learn that we're more than this physical realm through seeing death. And we shield that a lot, especially in the United States. I saw death in law enforcement, but not like as an average person, right? You don't see that, but when you experience that, whether you're in a first responding field or the medical field, you come across that a lot more often, but you realize and feel the energy is no longer there within that body. It's the vessel. And so you know that there's more than, you see certain things happen. You see the electrical components of the physical realm stop or change or move. And when you witness that, then you just have this knowing you're more than. And I think that that's one of the most powerful things about talking about these people who are guiding you in the other dimension, and you're not alone. It doesn't matter who's with you in this physical plane. And we when it comes to relationships, we, again, identify so much or rely so much on it. And when we lose our loved ones or relationships, we feel really down in the dumps, but the truth is we're never alone. There's always a support. And the biggest thing is, until we start inviting them in and asking for them to help us and guide us in life, they just kind of get to be, you know, witnesses, right, of whatever it is you're choosing to do. So inviting them in, acknowledging them is part of the key. Is that correct?
It is. And here's the thing. Spirit talks to you in so many different ways. And what I have learned is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the student is ready in terms of the Akashic records, the records will start speaking to them very, very loudly. And if you're hearing this for the first time or the 100th time, Ask yourself, is this something that is piquing your curiosity? Because if it is, I want to invite you to start digging down the rabbit hole, because it will start getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And it's always on divine timing. I always tell everybody that, like, if you're being guided to do the records and it feels good to jump in, jump in. If it's not the right timing, trust that, because everything works on divine timing. And some of us choose to take the long way around. Some of us choose to take the direct path, and then our fears get in the way, and then we take the long way around the next time we get something else that comes up. It just depends on what path we're on and where we're at and where we're vibrating, what our thoughts are and what we're working on and what our belief systems are. But no matter what, you're always being divinely guided and you are not alone. And it's really important to recognize that, because our technology is advancing.
Yeah.
We are so connected now, but we are actually the most loneliest we've ever been. And the reason for that is because people are constantly getting dopamine hits on their cell phones, on their smartphones, and it's taking them away from living life. And when you actually take a step back and take a look at, do my actions meet my desires? And if they do, keep doing it. If they don't, in some areas they will, in some areas they won't. You have to be really honest. That's when you're going to have to be honest with yourself and start taking different actions. And that's going, okay, I'm going to take away this distraction. I'm going to take away this distraction. And distraction looks different for everybody. Some people are super glued to their phone. Some people are super glued to their TVs, while other may be avoiding
vices.
What? Go ahead.
Vices.
Yeah. Vices.
Distractions.
Yeah. It's what's your distraction that's distracting you from your thing. And sometimes that might be something that people consider healthy. And I'll give you an example. Reading.
Oh, yeah.
Reading might be, it is a very healthy thing, but if you are only reading books to avoid actually doing the things that you want to do because they're hard, or you perceive that it's hard, you're doing yourself a disservice and you're not living your life to its fullest. And so you got to get rid of that thing or redirect it or change the amount of time that you're working or doing those things. And I'm not telling anybody not to read a book. What I'm saying is just be honest with yourself about the activities that you're doing that are distracting you or preventing you from doing the thing that you really want to do.
Well, Amy, I'll invite another addition to that. And I would say a distraction could be loved ones, where you really think you're doing the best service, you're a people pleaser, you're constantly in servitude of others, where you're completely avoiding other things like yourself and life and the things around you. It oftentimes it's things that we are completely unaware of, where we have these distractions until life happens and we get thrown off the rails to where we're able to start shedding some light on what was happening and what we need to pay a little bit more attention to. So Amy, I think it's incredible that you bring services such as this to humanity in general. I think that that's incredible. I'm all about the evolution of us in the greatest capacity. And you're one of those brilliant human beings that are doing so. Now, you have experienced that dark night of the soul. You know what that contrast is of where you're in this deep depth of despair, where life is not feeling good. You know the difference between that and what it is to have more of that healthy living. And one of the ways that you do that is by providing the services once taught, twice learned, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that you do on a daily basis to help keep you in that spiritual alignment and that balance?
Movement. I think movement is one of the most important things to do. And for me, I've had all sorts of different injuries, sorts of different things that have prevented me from moving my body or made me afraid of moving my body. And so some sort of physical movement is absolutely necessary. I believe that You want to know what your sweet spot is for how many steps or what movement looks like for you. Because everybody is so different. And for me, like when I was really coming out of a really bad place of injury and nerve issues, like my minimum steps were 5,000 a day. And now it's my minimum steps is 10,000 a day. And so you got to start wherever you are meant to start. So movement, water, food, the foundational basics is so beyond necessary, but often is overlooked. If you're not nourishing your body in the right way, it's hard to nourish your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Well, I love that you do that. And I love your examples of the step counts and all of the things. We have so many cool tools that we get to utilize. And I think that when we start measuring progress, those are really good feel goods about improvement. You know, we can see that we have done something and it's just those baby steps where you start somewhere. And you're right. No kidding. It's just those basic foundational things of grounding, of water, of eating the right things or getting enough of the right things, I think is a key thing also. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us, Amy. How do others get to utilize your program? I know I've had displayed on the screen a few times your website, and so I want to make sure that people know where to find you. So not only that, I would love to know too, what are you most excited about creating right now?
Awesome. So you can go to my website. I have 20 plus free healings. You can go to theamyrobeson.com, and that's theamyrobeson.com. I have tons of free stuff that I offer all throughout the year, from different masterclass series to free healings. Also have a podcast called Awakening with Amy Robeson that comes out weekly. And so check out my website, check out the podcast. There's tons of free stuff that you can take advantage of. And then as far as like what I'm excited about creating coming up is I will be releasing my first book later this year that I'm very, very excited about, that I can't wait to release. It's been something that I have been working towards and I'm super excited about. And what I'm sharing in the book is something that one of the tools that I teach inside of my Akashic Record program that you can do outside of the Akashic Records. And I'm really excited about it.
Oh, well, that is exciting. And I love asking my guests that because I feel the excitement, the energy, it's all over your face. And so I get so thrilled to be with you and to have you share that with us and our audience. So again, Amy, it's been beautiful to have you sharing your experiences, being so open and vulnerable and sharing what it has been like for you on this journey. And with you continuing to help other people open up to something new within themselves, it's an incredible journey. Do you have anything else you want to share with our audience today?
Yeah, I would love to channel a message from the Guardians, if that's okay for your audience.
I would love that. That'd be fabulous. Yes, please.
So first, April, I'm hearing to ask you, what is something that you're working on currently that you would like some support around?
Oh, something I'm working on currently. So many things. I am currently working on getting back to being where I've been many times in my past before, but that powerful physical me and stepping back into my physical prowess, so to speak, you know, where, you know, moving my body. I just came out of the dark night of the soul. And so it kept me kind of honed in and secluded, even though I've done this, you know, that we've always have something new birthed out of our experience. So this is incredible. And I want to get back into being, that beautiful physical presence of movement and enjoying that and doing it consistently.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I always like asking the host just because it helps with getting into the energy of the collective of the viewers and things like that. And so it's also a little message directly for you and for your listeners, your watchers. Whatever resonates, keep. Whatever doesn't resonate, leave behind. And so what the guardians are saying is that it's super important to imagine an X in front of you. And that X can be any color. And its X marks the spot. And what that means is you get to step onto that spot. You get to stand in your power from that place. And it's just slightly in front of you. And then you can move that X slightly in front of you again. And then move that X slightly in front of you again. And what you're doing is you're creating an energetic map of alignment. And instead of looking at the big picture where it's like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. I want X, Y, Z, but it's so hard to even think about all the steps and taking all the action that's required for me to do that. Instead, it's one, getting really centered in your being, two, taking a breath and owning your power, three, visualizing, recognizing that all you have to do is just step forward and take one tiny little baby step. And that's where that X marks the spot. And then once you're standing in that position, you have the opportunity to see from a different perspective and then open yourself up to, okay, it's time for me to move forward again. And I'm just going to do these little tiny baby steps. And then what you get the opportunity to do, and it could be a week review, a month review, don't go past a month, is every week or every 2 weeks, take the opportunity to do a review. What have you done that's supporting you and getting in alignment with your true desires? And what baby steps did you take? And how can you celebrate those accomplishments? Because the more that you express gratitude and celebrate the things that you've done, the universe goes, oh my goodness, let me bless you with more of that. You are recognizing where you're at. You're recognizing your new truth. So let me put more in your path so that you can continue to be led. If you don't take the time to do that, what's going to end up happening is you're going to take a step backwards. And so this just gets you in resonance. This is what gets you in flow. And this is what gets you in alignment to what you truly want and desire to have. And then just make up the next step and the next step. And there you'll have it.
I love that added piece of visualizing the X. And it, you know, I never really thought about that or had that come into play as a tool in the tool belt. So I think that's incredible. Now I'm going to be doing that with every little step and kind of pushing that X right a little bit in front of me each little moment. So very cool. Very cool. Amy, you've been awesome. Such a lovely guest. You are welcome. And so again, everyone knows where to find you. It's the amyrobison.com/free. Get some of her stuff. Obviously, she's got some incredible value to offer everyone. So again, Amy, you've been a fabulous guest. Thank you so much for being here on the Wellness Driven Life Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for our audience. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. So goodbye for now, and we will see you next time.